Scald's mask. The tongue wags, caliper the tongue. The tongue delivers lashes. Buckle the mask to tourniquet the tongue. The mule snout of the scald's mask blunts the pointed finial tongue. The hasp tongue, back to loaf shape, to shovel shape, to food, to tool, to good machine, to tabernacle of intentional action, not toy that wills itself to whirring in the toy box. The atmosphere the tongue lies bedded in, the tongue's environs, makes an ideology of its lewd motions, a mildew in the market, a pathogen in the aspic. Cut off the flow that feeds the tongue, or twist or tie it tightly, or stuff the hole it cobras from with gauze. Tonight the tongue is a particularly muscular vine. Tonight it redoubles its efforts to ascend heavenward. The husband tongue, the love muscle tongue. What miracles of synchronized swimming, what exquisite tension between buried root and forcefully arrowing forth prow. It's hard to hood this. One tongue finds another to entwine. One tongue grows a bindweed round another's stem. And consider carefully this ramification of the stickiest index. Its extremities are relentlessly expansionist, but slow motion, transfixing with sense whatever they contact. And of all members mobilized by voluntary acts, this exceeds by far all others in numbers and varieties of its intentions. But if caught in time, it can be constricted in childhood. It can be ratified, espaliered. It can be trained to arabesques of sexual civility and citizenry. It can be sectioned and seduced to science. It can be stilled for years and stiffened. But by an insidious magic, is rendered stretchy again by certain essences, by liquors, yes, by questions. And when released, extends its pliant self and waves like a monarch from her cordoned carriage and bends back constantly to self-excite and lavishes its machinations on the orchid pulse, on the honeypot, the homily, the come-on. The muscles that move the lips and the mouth of man and the human tongue are more numerous and subtle than any other animals. Whatever the tongue supplies, its poisons or its balms, there's an open market for, but an indentured source.